RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we've talked plenty NFL on the show today. I'm talking college football. Got the college football playoff underway. First round matchups have been decided. We got the quarterfinals set. Kay, let's talk about some of that. Let's talk about some of our takeaways from what we saw in the first round of the college football playoff. Let's start with the game on Friday night, Bama and Oklahoma, where it was looking really ugly for the Tide early. They were down 17-0, and then they finally get a first down. They score a touchdown on fourth down, and then the play that really swung it was when Oklahoma dropped at the very least, a massive play that puts them inside the red zone, but probably a touchdown to make it 24-7. Then they muff the punt. Bama recovers. They kick a field goal, and then they get the pick six, and they never look back. They win 34-24. So I guess the big takeaway and conversation going into the Rose Bowl against Indiana, is Bama good? You know, is that just more about Oklahoma just kind of choking and giving that game away? Or did you see enough where Bama kind of looked like their old self to now where you think going up against the Hoosiers that they can keep it close or maybe even win that game?
I think what Bama has to do, PJ, and you are the Bama expert here. I mean, having gone there, you watch Bama probably a lot more closely than I do, but Alabama has to play a complete game. I don't think you can play one half or three quarters versus a team like Indiana. And I felt like that's what Alabama did. They kind of got punched in the mouth early and then finally woke up and were like, oh, well, we're in the college football playoff. I guess it's time to get going a little bit. And so I just worry about that aspect of Alabama's game at all. If you have, and maybe it's not they weren't ready to go, but if you have a poor quarter against Indiana and especially against this Indiana defense that is what number two in the country behind Ohio State in terms of scoring defense. That's what worries me about Alabama more so than them not being up to the task or talented enough to compete with Indiana. But I mean, again, you're the expert. What did you see in that game? I guess I was going to say late, but overall that would have you concerned or have you, thinking positive that they could take down number one Indiana?
Well, I love what I saw after they got down 17-0. I think the biggest two things that stood out to me was that they finally got a pass rush in the second half. They've been lacking that a lot this season, and they finally got after Mateer. But the most important thing was that Ty Simpson started to look like himself again. I mean, Kate, middle of the season when they were rolling, people forget. I mean, there was a stretch this year where Bama won four straight games against ranked teams. They had an impressive stretch. Ty was playing great. And then these last 4 or 5 weeks when the offense has really struggled, it's because Ty hasn't played all that well. But something flipped in that second quarter and in that second half where he started to look like himself.
And they didn't even get Jeremy Bernard going at all in that game against Oklahoma, who's their best receiver. And then Ryan Williams, who we all kind of keep waiting to turn the corner. I just have accepted at this point, it's just not happening. But if it ever does, I mean, the talent is there. So it was all Brooks and it was all Horton in that game against Oklahoma. So if certainly their most two talent, if their top two most talented receivers and their best one, Jeremy Bernard especially, can step up, that should be good. That should be good news for Alabama. I'm excited, though, about this Indiana game, Kate. I really am. Me and my friends have wanted this game for the last couple years. Like, we have wanted to play Indiana because Bama matches up, I think, really well with the Hoosiers. Over the last couple years, even in the Saban era, the quarterbacks that have given them trouble are always the mobile ones. You know, when they have to worry about a guys that can beat them with their legs, that's where they really struggle. When they play quarterbacks against like Mendoza, who's a terrific player, Heisman Trophy winner, but he's a pocket passer, that's like what Bama's defense is built on. That's the kind of quarterbacks that they have success against. And you saw Oklahoma, you know, in that game, they attacked Bama a lot over the middle of the field. Like, that's where they were generating a lot of their explosive pass plays. If you watch Indiana, they want to attack on outside the numbers. Like, so much of what they do is Mendoza making these back shoulder throws, or Surratt or Charlie B making these great contested catches. And Bama's got really good corners. They got a very good secondary. I just think it's a really good matchup for them. And offensively, or defensively, I should say, for Indiana, Stephen Daly, their best defensive player, their defensive lineman, got hurt celebrating the Big Ten championship game. He's out for the season, and he's their best defensive player. That's going to be a huge loss. But you think about Indiana this year, right? They're undefeated. When they have gone up against teams that have very good talent, Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon, all these games have been close in the fourth quarter. Bama's got NFL talent all over the field, and we're getting 7 points. All Bama's going to hear, Kate, the next week and a half is that they got fortunate to beat Oklahoma. They got lucky. Now they're stepping up in class, and Indiana's going to roll them. Kellen DeBoer is 20-5 as a head coach against ranked opponents, and he's awesome as an underdog. Man, I see some 7.5s out there. I see 7. I don't know if they win the game, but getting all those points, I absolutely love it. I think they're going to cover that spread.
I'm with you. I would take the 7.5 with Alabama as well. Would you ever consider, PJ, Alabama right now to win the national championship at 18-1? I mean, they have the third longest odds to win the title. You have Texas Tech, Oregon ahead of them, obviously Ohio State, Indiana, and Georgia. 18-1 on Texas Tech. Like, you get past Indiana, and I think Alabama could beat either Oregon or Texas Tech in the next round, and then all of a sudden you look up and you're in the title game.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to win it, but from the price standpoint, like you were talking about, I think it could be worth a bet. I don't think they're going to beat the winner of Oregon or Texas Tech. It wouldn't shock me, though, at all if they ended up winning that game. And whoever they end up playing, the spread is going to be under a field goal, right? If they play Oregon, Ducks are probably going to be like a 2.5-point favorite in that game. They play Texas Tech. That game's probably a pick 'em. And then you're likely looking at them playing Georgia or Ohio State in the national title game. And again, I think if they play Georgia, that line's probably like 5.5, 6.5. Ohio State, same kind of thing. So it might be worth a bet, Kate, just because I think it's possible they make it to the title game. And then you're getting them 18-1, and they definitely would not be that on the money line. But I don't think they're going to win it. And I think if they do get past Indiana, I think they lose to whoever wins Oregon and Texas Tech, and we're going to get into that game in a moment, and I'm very excited for that one. But yeah, the price, Kate, I think alone could be worth a flyer. Okay. So I think they're alive to beat Indiana, but I would definitely take them plus the points in that game. The other marquee matchup that we had in the first round was A&M and Miami, where if you like defense, that was the game for you. Miami, a 10-3 win over A&M. Now Ohio State is a 10-point favorite over the Hurricanes. Is that too many points? I think the Miami defense was impressed us all. They were awesome in that game. But do you trust that offense enough, Kate, against the best defense in college football to keep it within 10 points?
No, I wonder if Miami can score at all in this game. against the best defense. I mean, I know Texas A&M's defense was also great, and Miami struggled, and they gave up a couple points with some of those missed field goals, missed opportunities offensively. But I don't know if you get anything against Ohio State. I specifically like the under in this game because I do think that Miami's defense is legit. Is it legit enough to shut out or like really stifle Ohio State's offense? Probably not, but it's good enough not to give up 25, 30 points to Ohio State, I think. So the under would be my favorite play in here. But I think that the receiving core for Ohio State is just going to be too much for Miami's offense to continue to keep up with in order to keep it within 9.5, 10 points.
I agree with you. I think Miami's defense is going to be able to get stops in this game. I think they're really good. Kate, I'm looking at Miami's team total for this game. It's at 16.5 points. Do you want to take a guess at how many times? Do you want to take a guess at how many times Ohio State has given up more than 17 points this season?
Probably. Well, when you say it like that, I almost want to say never, but probably twice. Once or twice this season?
Zero. Zero times.
Zero.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Zero.
Yeah, under. Zero. Please, under.
They gave up. They gave up 16 to Illinois. That was the most. They gave up 14 to Penn State. Purdue and UCLA both scored 10. Rutgers, Michigan scored 9. Texas scored 7. And then Indiana, who they lost to, only scored 13 points. I mean, 16.5. 16.5 with Miami, and it's not even like juiced all that crazy either. I mean, you only got to lay -135. I thought it'd be like -190, -200 for that, but it's -135. You're getting Ohio State, though, off a loss, multiple weeks to prepare in a playoff game when they're going to be ultra-focused. How is Miami scoring 17 points? I mean, Ohio State hasn't given up that all year, so I think that's the play. I think they cover the spread. But I think the Miami team total under is the bet in that game at 16.5. Because, Kate, ultimately the game is going to come down to Carson Beck. He's just going to have to make plays in that game. They didn't need him to really make any big-time plays against A&M. They were able to lean on their defense, their ground game. They missed a bunch of field goals. Like, if their kicker just makes a couple of those field goals, they win that game pretty comfortably. But because he was missing all those field goals, it was a close game. They ended up scoring the late touchdown. I don't know how Miami scores more than 17 points in that game against Ohio State. I mean, that line is almost, like, too wild to me to be like, do they know something that we don't? Like, is Miami going to score in the 20s in this game? I just can't trust Carson Beck against that defense. I can't do it. So, yeah, are you with me on that Miami team total under?
Yeah, I have to be. Which is so interesting. I've heard a lot of people that I respect in the betting space and in the college football space say that they think Miami can upset Ohio. And I think Ohio State, and I think that's the wildest take that we've maybe heard this entire postseason. I'm not even going to say I'll eat my words if that happens, but like, there's just no way that happens. Miami, to your point of those numbers, like, yes, team total under on Miami, and yes, there's no way Miami upsets Ohio State.
I would be shocked if Miami wins. I don't think it would be like insane, though. They are a super talented team. They might have the best player in the sport, Reuben Bain. They have a terrific offensive line, good running backs, good receivers. It's just like, I don't trust Mario in that kind of game. And I just, Carson Beck's not the kind of quarterback I want to upset Ohio State. So I get it. But like you, Kate, I would never bet that. And I'd honestly lay it with Ohio State if I had to. Third and final hour, Bet Sweats up next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.